We're on the telephone today with Mark Herz, who is an agronomist with Winfield United. Mark covers the western half of Nebraska and Colorado as his territory. Mark wanted to visit with you this morning about tissue testing and the importance of that for farmers. Why is it important? What's it telling us?
Well, really what it tells you is that it's another layer of information and insight on that crop. So it's a snapshot of how much the nutrients are getting into the plant. You know, we make the applications to the soils, and that's part of it. That's an important piece. one of the biggest things we want to learn is how much is getting into the plant, and then make adjustments from there. Based on what that plant's going to need throughout its growing cycle and its needs coming up to finish that crop.
So you're talking about in-season adjustments?
Yes. I like calling them in-season audibles. The environmental conditions can play a big role on nutrient availability from our soils and how much is getting into the crop. And, that can swing plus or minus year to year based on several factors, temperature, moisture, those type of things. Also, crop needs, is that crop staging itself for good yields like we had last year? Or is it under some stresses that might be taking some yield off that crop, and we can make those adjustments and kind of fine-tune and match up with that plant how much its nutrients based on its needs given the situation.
So every year will be different, of course, as you mentioned, a lot of factors involved. But in general, what have we learned from tissue testing as far as making those adjustments during the year?
Yeah, I think there's some good strategies and give the growers insights on how to manage that crop. And some of the things that we learn is that as we enter into that growth stage on corn, about that V9 stage, we really need to be set up in good position to help that corn. That's when majority of its uptake is going to happen. Over the next 3 weeks, probably about 60 to 70% of its uptake is going to happen in that short period of time. So if we have information where we're setting at entering into that grand growth stage, and that'll help us manage through that critical period, because once that grand growth stage is over, the plants still take up nutrients, but it really slows down. And those storage reservoirs that the plant stores as sugars is eventually going to, turn into the grain that we're going to harvest. So we got to have that plant in good condition, good shape, nutritionally, so that it has the resources to fill that grain and give us our projected yields.
Are there key nutrients that that farmers maybe overlook that are hurting the crop if they're short supply?
There's a lot of factors going on. I don't know if overlooking, but awareness has become better, paying a little more attention to some of these nutrients, and thinking about it more critically. I see the growers doing a good job of that, good progressions there. I think early on, when that from germination up till that V5. That zinc is very, very important in managing that, knowing where you're at within your soils and managing that, along with your phosphorus. Once we start entering into that grand growth stage, about that V9, the greatest amounts are going to be nitrogen and potassium. And we got to get a lot of those two nutrients in that plant in a short period of time. And nitrogen, a little easier to get in the plant. It's taken up by mass flow. Potassium's a little bit harder to get in that plant. And so that's one of the key nutrients that's used in a lot, huge amounts, that the growers are learning more about and paying more attention to. And, of course, there's sulfur. I'd throw them into that. Then once we get into reproductive stages, we tassel. The top growth has stopped or slowed down. The nitrogen, sulfur is still important, but the potassium, it still needs to take up some more potassium. Magnesium starts becoming more critical now. So I feel farmers are doing a good job of learning more about these nutrients. I also feel they're starting to pay more attention to the micronutrients, like sulfur, zinc, and boron, and manganese, and magnesium. They're used in small amounts, but the growers are really starting to realize how critical they are. You know, there's different ways of managing. Once you get your results back, there's different things you can do. You know, there could be, you have more spray applications. You can always put in some of these micronutrients in with the herbicide sprays and take care of some minor deficiencies. Side dress is becoming more prevalent. Fertigation. So there's different ways of getting these nutrients on. But the tissue sample plays a really big role. I feel that it's important to measure it. If you don't measure it, you can't manage it. And, the soil samples are important. Now, that's a measurement. We base some decisions off of that. You take a tissue sample. That's another measurement. Now we're getting another layer of insights on that crop. So you add in all these measurements, including yield monitors, imagery, and that type of thing. And then the management, now you're able to apply that critical thinking, make some good management decisions that are going to, be efficient agronomically, economically, and environmentally.
Okay, and if farmers want more information, Winfield United can help them out?
Yes, there's a few websites. WinfieldUnited.com is a good one. AnswerPlot.com is a good one. That's, where you can look through our research projects and some of those results. Great resource is your field sales agronomist. They have the experience and the knowledge to work through these things. Some of this stuff can be unknown and intimidating, but your field sales agronomist can really, really help you walk through some of these things and become, better, more efficient and, at growing your crops.